news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Monday reiterated that she can't select impeachment managers until she knows, quote, what sort of trial the Senate will conduct. Across the aisle, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called her position, quote, absurd. After the House of Representatives last week passed two articles of impeachment charging Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, the rules of the Senate's trial need to be agreed upon before it can move forward. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has called for White House witnesses like Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney at the trial. McConnell said Monday Republicans haven't ruled out witnesses, but he indicated the current impasse wouldn't be resolved until after the holidays. So Congress might be on recess, but impeachment work is continuing behind the scenes. Lawyers for the House Judiciary Committee floated the idea that the panel could take up additional articles of impeachment against Trump, this according to a document filed in a federal appeals court on Monday. Urging the court to compel former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify, the committee's lawyers said that his testimony could lead to more revelations about the president's behavior. Quote, if McGahn's testimony produces new evidence supporting the conclusion that President Trump committed impeachable offenses that are not covered by the articles approved by the House, the committee will proceed accordingly, including, if necessary, by considering whether to recommend new articles of impeachment. CNN has new reporting about Rudy Giuliani's efforts to dig up dirt on Trump's political rivals. When his associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, traveled to Ukraine last winter to gather documents on Joe Biden and his son Hunter, they were accompanied by a former pro golfer named David Correa. Sources and documents obtained by CNN show the role that Correa had in helping them try to make the effort pay off in lucrative business deals. All three men were indicted in October for illegally funneling foreign money into Republican political circles. But so far, attention has focused mainly on Parnas and Fruman and little on the former golfer David Correa. There's a big divide in the evangelical community over its support for Donald Trump. In the wake of last week's editorial in Christianity Today, calling for the president to be removed from office, the Christian Post published its own editorial supporting the president. That prompted Nap Nasworth, politics editor at the Christian Post, to resign. He tweeted, quote, today, rather abruptly, I was forced to make the difficult choice to leave the Christian Post. They decided to publish an editorial that positions them on Team Trump. I can't be an editor for a publication with that editorial voice. So the CEO of Boeing, Dennis Muilenburg, is out. In a statement Monday, Boeing said its board decided the change at the top was necessary to restore confidence in the company moving forward as it works to repair relationships with regulators, customers, and all other stakeholders. Boeing has been engulfed in crisis following two 737 MAX crashes that killed more than 300 people and led to numerous investigations. The company recently decided to temporarily halt production of the grounded jet. And just days ago, Boeing's Starliner failed in its maiden attempt to dock with the International Space Station. Chairman David Calhoun has been named Boeing's new CEO effective in January. And the new non-executive chairman of the board, Lawrence Kellner, promised Monday, quote, marks a new way forward for our company. Axios is reporting on an email exchange that shows a top fundraiser for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg offering a rich prospective donor access to the campaign in return for donations, an overture critics describe as a particularly blatant example of how big money corrupts the American political system. The Louisville Courier-Journal reported that the FBI is investigating lame duck Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin's parade of pardons. Yep, the outgoing governor pardoned or commuted the sentences of more than 600 criminals, many of them violent felons, after he was voted out of office. Among those who caught a break was Patrick Baker, who is 2 years into a 19-year homicide and robbery sentence and whose brother held a fundraiser for Bevin last year. Bevin has denied that the fundraiser or a letter from a mega donor had anything to do with his decision on Baker. Yeah, right. And finally, Donald Trump on Friday spoke at the Turning Point USA Student Action Conference in Florida, where he turned his knowledge of everything about everything onto the topic of wind power and turbines.
I never understood wind, and I know windmills very much. I've studied it better than anybody. I know it's very expensive. It's tremendous fumes, gases. They're noisy. They kill the birds. You want to see a bird graveyard? You just go. Take a look. A bird graveyard? Go under a windmill someday. You'll see more birds than you've ever seen ever in your life. But why is it okay for these windmills to destroy the bird population? And that's what they're doing.
So there's that. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler, host of The Nicole Sandler Show, based at NicoleSandler.com, wishing you and your family a very, very happy holiday season and best wishes for a Trump-free new year.